Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. But I look good. I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Tuesday afternoon in the greater Lansing area. Good to have you aboard. It is WKAR's current sports. Jack Kerwin in for L. Martin. L. will be in momentarily. So it'll be business as usual in just a few minutes, but for now, Al's still looking to get inside the building, and we have a next man up mentality here at WKAR's current sports. So I'll be leading the show off for you today. We got another action-packed show for you today, kind of putting a bow on the discussion yesterday as Luke Fickell, the front runner by all accounts for the Michigan State head football coaching vacancy, turned down the Spartans yesterday. We have another interesting dynamic to discuss there regarding Fickell's concerns about potential campus culture problems at MSU, as well as previewing tonight's game as the Michigan State Spartans, who are currently on a three-game losing streak in the Big Ten Conference, travel to Champaign to take on the Illinois Fighting Illini. Should be a very interesting game for two teams that are kind of desperate for a win now and both reeling a little bit as Maryland has taken over the top spot in the Big Ten all by themselves. I saw, I think yesterday, that Michigan State has not lost four straight games in conference since 2007. So that is that would be a new low, 13-year low, if they were to drop tonight's game. So obviously Spartan fans everywhere hope that that does not happen. And then to close out the show as well, Al will recap for you some of his takeaways from week one in the Extreme Football League. Obviously that kicked off on Saturday, played throughout the weekend. I got to be honest with you, I'm not going to have any thoughts on that because I don't care. I don't care, people, about the XFL. The NFL season is over, and so for me, football is over. But a lot to get to today, obviously, and I guess just to kick this off, I didn't get to give you my thoughts yesterday on the Luke Fickell fiasco, if you will, at MSU, because obviously I have class on Mondays, so you guys have Connor Mathis running the board. So real quick, let me give you my specific takeaways on Luke Fickell turning down the job here at Michigan State. It's a disaster. There is no other way to put it. It is a complete failure on the part of Athletic Director Bill Beekman, as far as I am concerned. How you fly to Cincinnati on a private plane to interview Beekman and you return home to East Lansing, both without Luke Fickell in tow, you know, on the plane with you and without a deal in place, is absolutely beyond me. And this is really damning for Spartan fans, just because if Mark Hollis was still at Michigan State, and I understand why he had to step down amid some controversy, but if Mark Hollis were still at Michigan State, if you still had a great athletic director, in my mind, Luke Fickell would be the head coach of the Michigan State Spartans today. And that is very damning for this program that he turned them down, for reasons being what I believe probably not the best pitch you could have come up with. And, you know, where does Michigan State go from here? You've seen players petitioning for Harlan Barnett. You've seen people speculating about Brett Bielema. I mean, will you please, Brett Bielema? What he did at Arkansas, what he did at Wisconsin when he had Russell Wilson on his team and still lost three games a season. Got to be honest, I'm not too enthusiastic about either of those hires. So for me, the contingency plan must be now, and I laid this out on Twitter, is that you have to go with Mike Tressel in the interim for a year, which I know has its serious downsides. It sucks, people. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it. But going with Mike Tressel for a year, obviously, you will lose out on another recruiting class. You're not going to be able to pitch anything to these kids with, you know, the future head coach not being at the university. The problem is, D'Antonio leaving as late as he did, You saw all these hires get made across the college football landscape, and not many candidates were left for MSU. And Pat Narduzzi turned you down, and Mel Tucker turned you down, and Robert Saleh turned you down. And then, the big one, Luke Fickell turned you down. Michigan State obviously had all their eggs in the Luke Fickell basket. He spurned you to stay at Cincinnati, which, people, I can't blame him for doing that. You know, as a Spartan student myself, I badly wanted Luke Fickell at Michigan State. But, you know, the climate of this program right now, I can't blame him for turning the job down. I mean, you know, you don't have a real athletic director in place. And, you know, leaving as late as D'Antonio did, he wouldn't have been able to recruit at all in this cycle for Michigan State. And it would have been tough to put a staff together. So I do not blame Luke Fickell for turning this job down. I blame the athletic department primarily for failing to get this done. So those are kind of my thoughts on it. I'm sure Al and I will expound upon these details later on in the hour while also inviting you to be a part of the hour. The phone number is 517-355-WKAR. That is 517-355-9527. You can tweet us as well at WKAR News, and we should have the Facebook live stream up and running as well in a few minutes once Al gets in the building. So, Ben, if you're out there, if you're listening on the radio right now, obviously we don't have a live stream. We will momentarily, however, once Al gets in the building. But without further ado, we will continue on this hour with your current sports quick hit headliners. And without further ado, we have the man, the myth, the legend himself, Al Martin, in the building. Take it away, Al.
What's up, Jack? Happy Tuesday to you. Thank you so much for holding that down.
I got you.
I tell you what, you know the only thing worse than this whole Luke Fickell, Michigan State debacle?
Al, you not being able to find a parking spot is not worse than Michigan State failing.
Worse.
No, it's not.
It's way worse.
No, it's not.
The parking on this campus is atrocious. It has been atrocious. This isn't a new problem. This problem has been around for forever, since dating back to when I was a student. I'm sitting there. I've never had, you know, I've been here at WKAR for what? Since 2013. And what I do, my routine prepping for the show, I usually wake up around like 8 o'clock, start prepping. I don't come. I hate being in my office because we have no windows here in the WKAR radio hub. So I always prep away from the studio, you know, at a local coffee shop or something like that. And I always drive around like, you know, 12:30, find a parking spot and then come to the show. And there have been multiple occasions, I'd say about like three or four times, where I'm driving around and there is absolutely no parking. So it's just annoying. Just annoying. But happy Tuesday to you guys. I heard Jack when I was driving around waiting for somebody, stalking. You know when you're trying to find a parking spot and you just stalk somebody to see if they come out?
Yeah, I live right by Somerset back in Metro Detroit. So Christmas season, the mall, I know exactly what you're talking about,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. You got to stalk somebody. You know, it's kind of creepy. You're like following them. You're driving up on their waist as they go into their car, which is so annoying. I've been there, but I had to do that. As I was driving in, though, I heard Jack go on his rant, you know, about how crazy this, how this whole thing has just been so botched.
Complete disaster.
Concerning, yeah. And we of course, recounted all of that, got some very emotional takes from you guys. I mean, you should have heard Tom from Grand Rapids yesterday, Jack, talk about fiery. And I get it. I totally understand it because it is a total mess right now. But on today's show, what we're going to do with that conversation, I want to add another layer to that because it was reported by... It is being reported, I should say, by the Detroit Free Press that Luke Fickell and his family took in consideration one little bitty thing when debating whether or not he would take the job here for the Michigan State football team. So So I'm going to get to that. And also, according to one group of people, the decision as to who should be the next football coach of this university is pretty easy. Pretty easy. That's called a tease. I'll get to that later on this hour as well.
All man, right? Be still my heart. I can't wait for this.
Yeah, it's pretty easy for this certain group of people.
I think I know who you're going with here.
Yeah, that's a tease. I think
whatever
you guys may know what I'm talking about. But let's just dive right into this. According to ESPN's Adam Rittenberg, assistant defensive backs coach Terrence Samuel, he is expected to be named wide receivers coach and passing game coordinator at UNLV. Samuel coached wide receivers at Michigan State from 2011 to 2018 before being shifted to defense during the coaching shuffle D'Antonio implemented last offseason. Now, there has been no word on the status of the rest of the staff as Michigan State continues to search for its next head coach. And again, when it concerns Luke Fickell turning down the job, quote, "The bottom line is, first and foremost, family. Obviously, my family loves it here. I have a unique situation with the age of my kids," Fickell goes on to say. "I had to make a selfish decision, but this selfish decision was what was right for my family, and that is to be here." Fickell concern talking about Cincinnati and why he took the job at Cincinnati. Why he stayed at Cincinnati, I should say. MSU tried to alleviate the concerns during a meeting between the couple and MSU administrators on Sunday by including Jennifer Smith, who is Michigan State's senior women's administrator and senior associate athletic director for compliance in the interview. And it wasn't Fickell, the current University of Cincinnati coach who had the concerns. His wife, Amy, and Luke, to some extent, had concerns about the campus culture at Michigan State, including lawsuits rolling in on the football department. So, we'll get to that in just a moment, but, I mean, can you really blame the guy? You know, there's a lot going on at this university other than just sports. I'll elaborate more on that conversation, on that story in just a moment. The Michigan State women's basketball team got a really feel for them because they fell yesterday to number 19 Northwestern, 85-55 in a loss that looked eerily similar to their last meeting with the Wildcats in January, a blowout. Shots were off on the night. They shot just 31% from the field when the shots went. So did everything else. Coughing up the ball 16 times to Northwestern's 4, the Spartans scored 21 fewer points, 1 turnovers. So Michigan State women's basketball right now, a litany of injuries. I mean, it's really tough for Susie's team to just tread water because of all of the injuries that are plaguing this team. Michigan State will next play host 2 days from now on Thursday to Rutgers. So hopefully they can put an end to the bleeding right now on Thursday. We'll see what happens, though. All right, trailing in the Big Ten standings on a 3-game losing streak, out of the Associated Press Top 25 and down to number 25 in the USA Today coaches poll after being ranked number 1 in both preseason polls, Michigan State men's basketball will also try to stop the bleeding tonight as they will head to number 23 Illinois in need of a strong start and an even stronger finish with 7 games remaining in the Big Ten regular season. Michigan State plays 4 of its next 6 away from the Breslin Center. Tip time tonight, 9 p.m. on ESPN. Also, finishing with a season low point total in an 87-76 loss to the Charlotte Hornets at Little Caesars Arena. This is what Dwayne Casey, head coach of the Detroit Pistons, had to say last night. Quote, "It wasn't effort. I thought we were trying. We just didn't play smart. Execution, understanding where guys are going to be, screening and timing." End quote. The Pistons now fall to 19-37 overall, are 0-3 since trading Andre Drummond to Cleveland on Thursday. Again, I have no problem with this. I'm in full tank mode as a fan. So they were missing Derrick Rose, who is dealing with this left hip abductor strain, and also Svi, who had a right hip strain for the 5th consecutive game. In addition to Blake Griffin, who's out for the season, Luke Kennard, who is due back after this weekend's All-Star break. All right, the Detroit Red Wings will take on the Buffalo Sabres tonight at 7 p.m. This will kick off a 4-game road trip for the Wings.
Detroit squares off against the Sabres in what is likely to be one of the most anticipated games of the season for Wings fans. This is due in part to the fact that Detroit just beat Buffalo last Thursday in a shootout. Anthony Mantha returns. He has missed 28 of 57 games this year, including the last 20 with a punctured lung. Despite missing half of the season to injury, Mantha remains fifth on the team in points and tied for third in goals. Also, Major League Baseball is making headlines today because they are considering a significant restructuring of its playoff format, one which would begin with a dramatic live television show during which two teams from each league would have the ability to select their first-round opponents. How about that? The proposed format would see the total number of playoff teams in each league increase from 5 to 7, with the wild card round expanding from a one-game playoff to a best-of-three series as early as 2022. So right now, baseball trying to figure out how can we get more eyeballs on our product, because the youth just isn't watching baseball, so they're trying anything at this point. We'll see if this goes through, though. And it's official. The L.A. Chargers and quarterback Philip Rivers have mutually agreed to go separate ways. Rivers will experience free agency for the first time in his career, and he will not be returning to the Chargers for the 2020 year. That's according to Adam Schefter of ESPN and the team's official Twitter account. Quote, "In anything you do, it's the people you do it with that makes it special. There are so many relationships and memories with coaches, support staff, teammates that will last forever. And for that, I am so thankful." That's what Rivers had to say on leaving the L.A. Chargers. All right. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number to call if you would like to be a part of the show. And as many of you know by now, you can also text that same number. You can watch the live stream at facebook.com/WKAR News and comment right below that live stream to also be a part of the hour. You can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR or tweet the show at WKAR News to also let your voice be heard. Okay, as Jack correctly teased, the lineup for today's current sports. Again, we're talking about the news that broke yesterday morning concerning the Michigan State football coaching search, which continues. The news that Luke Fickell, head coach of the Cincinnati Bearcats, turned down an offer from Bill Beekman and the Michigan State Athletics Department. And there has been a new revelation reported by the Detroit Free Press that Fickell, as I mentioned in the headliners, Fickell did take in consideration the campus culture here at Michigan State University. I'm going to have thoughts on that. I'm also going to talk about a leading coaching candidate for the job in the eyes of one group of people. And the XFL in week one. Interesting. I watched a bit of it, because there was nothing else on TV this week, unless you tune into that Michigan State loss against Michigan, which you did, I know. But as far as the sporting slate, you were very limited. You had very limited options. So I want to weigh in on the XFL and the ratings numbers that came out on Monday and what they mean for the future of that league. All right, won't spend too much time on it. But we'll start here. The Michigan State men's basketball team, speaking of them, right? Coming off that loss to the Michigan Wolverines, the road does not get any easier. This is a team that is really licking its wounds after that game, which marks a three-game losing streak for the Spartans. And, you know, you heard my thoughts to close out yesterday's Current Sports. If you didn't, I stated it very clearly. I don't think that this team is going to win the Big Ten championship. Now, I know there are some listeners out there saying, Al, they had a three-game losing streak just before this time of the year. Last season, they were able to rally, and not only did they win the Big Ten regular season championship, they were also crowned Big Ten tournament champions. I get that. But this team is a bit different. We can all see it. The makeup of this team is not like that of last year's, or any really in recent history for Michigan State men's basketball. And someone else has to step up. We are talking about the same problems that we have been talking about throughout at least 80% of this season. Somebody else has to step up. Cassius Winston is doing too much. Running Cassius Winston off the pick and roll has hit its peak. You got to try something different, because if you don't, you're insane. It would be the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. And I've sat there, and I was sitting there watching that game against Michigan, and I thought to myself, okay, what can be done differently? What kind of experimentation can we see with Tom Izzo's coaching staff that would allow this offense to be more fluid and in turn allow for Cassius Winston to rest up for some kind of postseason stretch? And I thought back to, you know, running Aaron Henry at point guard more. You know, it's a thought that I've brought up multiple times here on the show. He's best with the basketball in his hands to start the possession and with specific sets designed for him. I love how Cassius Winston plays off ball with Aaron Henry at times. Well, where Cassius doesn't have the ball in his hands and is trying to orchestrate the offense from start to finish. Aaron Henry, running him at point guard, he has been able to, when we've seen that set, rarely, but when we've seen that set, Aaron Henry is able to either find Cassius for a really good look or another teammate for a really good look, or Aaron Henry is aggressive, goes to the basket, and is either fouled or converts. I love that. And we saw some of that in the second half against Michigan. 9 points, 7 rebounds for him in that second half against Michigan. He really lit up in that second half, but it was too little too late. It took Winston off the ball a bit. And we got to come to the realization now, if you haven't already, that this is not a good three-point shooting team. It's just not. Michigan State is you know, you don't have Kenny Goins and Quato, Matt McQuaid, on this team anymore. And you have to change up how you run these sets. You got to run more sets designed for guards exploding to the rim, not designed to free up perimeter shooters. Michigan State was 6 of 23 from three-point land against Michigan. That is a sizzling 26.1%. 21 of 63 overall from the floor. Michigan State shot 33.3%. And this team, you know, you have to question the toughness of Michigan State. I know. It sounds crazy coming out of my mouth right now, right? Because Tom Izzo teams are known for that. But this team is not. They don't look like a Tom Izzo coach team, do they? Especially from the toughness standpoint. You don't see guys chewing each other out or fighting for loose balls, getting emotional out on the court, pushing guys around, fighting for rebounds. This team is different, and I think we can all see that. And what is rebounding about? Rebounding is all about toughness at the end of the day. Can I box you out and prevent you from snagging that round ball in the air that's going to knock off the rim? That's about being physical and about being tough. And just look at Saturday. Michigan out-rebounded Michigan State 46-40. And just look at the offensive glass numbers. I mean, Michigan was able to get multiple second-chance opportunities off the glass. They out-rebounded Michigan State on the offensive glass 14-11. And throw in six blocks for Michigan as well for the heck of it. You know, Tom Izzo held his weekly press conference yesterday at the podium. Touched on a bunch of different things, as he usually does. A lot of different aspects of that Michigan loss. But, you know, there was one particular moment that a lot of people are talking about, a lot of Spartan fans are talking about. I was reading some message boards and blogs and hitting Twitter this morning to get some reaction from it. But
you should always read those message boards because those are 100% accurate.
Jack, this is what I'm – no. Look, when I say I'm reading message boards on Twitter, I like putting a finger – because you can get caught up as a reporter. I've learned this over time. You'll learn this if you haven't already. You can get caught up as a reporter in your own analytical mind and seeing things strictly from the non-biased perspective, removed from the program, that kind of thing, as you should, because that's the job we do. But in certain conversations, I found that you got to have a finger on the pulse of what Michigan State fans are feeling and are thinking, because it helps you do your job better.
I understand. I was just speaking in response to certain people on certain message boards saying Luke Fickell was a done deal going back all the way to Thursday of last week.
Calm down. We'll get to Luke Fickell.
No, I mean, but it was about message boards, though.
I know you're chomping at the bit with Luke. We'll get to Luke Fickell.
Oh, I'm mad.
I know you're steaming over
here. Oh, I'm angry.
I know. I got all my steam out yesterday. I kind of exhausted.
I wasn't here.
You weren't here.
I was depressed in class.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get to Luke. I'll give you an opportunity more to expand on Luke. I know you started the show with that as well. But what I was reading from a lot of different Spartan fans out there was Tom Izzo and his comments about the maturity of his team. Because, you know, my ears went up when he said it as well. This team, usually what you see with Tom Izzo coach teams is you see Tom Izzo coach teams led by the seniors. You see the captains leading this team verbally throughout practice and during a game. And Tom Izzo, you could hear it, man. He questioned the leadership of this team not being where it should be. He basically called out Cassius Winston and Xavier Tillman. And Cassius, you know, we always have these, I call them current sports overtime conversations with our very own Brad Walker. We were chatting about this after the show yesterday. And, you know, because Brad actually turned my attention to that quote from Tom Izzo. The quote concerning leadership. And then Tom Izzo going on to say, quote, our freshmen just aren't ready, end quote. And he tied a lot of that to the senior leadership or lack thereof on this Michigan State men's basketball team right now. But, you know, I question whether or not it's in the DNA of Cassius. Cassius just isn't that guy. You know, first off, let's keep in consideration what he's going through, too. We can't forget that he is going through a family tragedy that very few people on this earth know about and experience. But number two, it's just not in the DNA of Cassius to just – have you ever seen Cassius just, like, ream and chew somebody out? I've seen him frustrated for sure and emotional on the court for sure. But Cassius being that, like, my team cleaves type leader, that isn't him. Cassius is real laid back, very laid back. I've seen Xavier Tillman do it from time to time. But I firmly believe that, you know, a lot of that has to come from your quarterback. It's just like football, man. You know, when you see a guard doing that, a guard who controls the pace of the game and controls so many aspects of the hardwood, it's a different kind of voice. It just is. So you can read between the lines. Quote, our freshmen just aren't ready. That's what Tom Izzo had to say. Then he expounded upon the leadership on his team not being where it is today. And Tom Izzo coach teams usually have strong senior-laden leadership. Rocket Watts, Malik Hall, Julius Marble, Marcus Bingham Jr., the young pups on this team aren't where they need to be in order for Michigan State to make a really solid run at either the Big Ten regular season championship or come postseason play. In my opinion, we've seen it. They are far too inconsistent. Now, again, you're going to have growing pains with any young player, with any freshman or sophomore player for that matter. But you see those young players mature faster in the Michigan State program because of senior leadership. So they will take on Illinois tonight on the road. This is an Illinois team that is right in the thick of things when it comes to competing for a Big Ten championship. There are a number of teams that can compete for a Big Ten championship. I just think right now, especially with Michigan State, I mean, three-game losing streak. You are now out of the Associated Press Top 25. You are barely hanging on in the USA Today coaches poll. Michigan State is spiraling right now. Now, and again, I don't know how much you can refer to that last matchup against Illinois because, again, that team is different now. That team that Michigan State saw at the beginning of 2020, that was an early January game, Michigan State against Illinois, that is an entirely different team than what we're seeing here on February 11th. Michigan State, that was a 20-point victory for the Spartans, 76-56 the final. AU Dusomnu, he was the only player to show up for Illinois in that first meeting. He had 18 points, 8 rebounds. He came off the bench, came off the bench and had 17. He was the only other player for Illinois to score in double digits, in Griffin, that is. Dusomnu, he hit game-winning shots. He has hit game-winning shots at Wisconsin and Michigan since that game. And he's a tough matchup for anybody right now. Also, Fighting Illini center, Kofi Cockburn. He struggled in East Lansing in that game.
Coburn.
2-for-10.
Coburn.
Coburn. Coburn. Thank you for that, Jack. Coburn. 2-for-10, 5 points. Illinois was 3-of-28 from deep. 10%. 22-of-75 from the floor. That's 29%. I don't think we're seeing those numbers again. And I'm going with a Michigan State loss tonight. I think Michigan State loses by 7 points tonight. Again, don't take that to Vegas. Don't bet your house on that. But I don't see how if you lose to Michigan on Saturday the way you did, and now you go on the road in a hostile environment in Illinois when that's a surging team, and don't forget Maryland's on the docket this weekend, College Game Day will be in the house. I don't know how Michigan State, I don't know what's the game that Michigan State climbs out of this hole. I hope I'm wrong, though. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we'll go back to this whole Luke Fickell situation. Luke Fickell was apparently concerned about something, according to the Detroit Free Press, which was an added layer in him not taking the job, not taking the offer from Bill Beekman and company to be head coach of the Michigan State football team. There is one group of people, though, that says that this is a no-brainer who Michigan State should go after and hire next. I'll tell you who that is and more. You are listening to the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. right. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Boy, oh boy, what was that in an emotional Current Sports on Monday, right? If you missed that, simply go to WKAR.org as we talked about the news that broke that morning concerning Luke Fickell turning down the Michigan State football job. And, you know, as I stated on yesterday's show, I mean, I get it, man. I get it. You are coming into a situation here at Michigan State that is not great. You know, there are so many question marks on this Michigan State football roster. Then you have this whole situation with Curtis Blackwell, and Blackwell pushing through this lawsuit. You know, last week, Monday, Blackwell followed a lawsuit that alleged that head coach Mark D'Antonio had some NCAA violations. If those violations, I know, I just pondering this thought. If those violations are true, again, they're just allegations right now. If those alleged violations are true, I mean, what kind of impact is that going to have on the current Michigan State football program? Is the new head coach going to have to deal with some kind of penalty if he comes in here and those violations are proven to be true? That's a question mark there. I mean, you know, when you have a cloud like this hanging over, you have to take it in consideration if you want to be the next head coach here. You know, you can't ignore that. You can't ignore the Curtis Blackwell lawsuit and say, all right, well, I've got confidence that Bill Beekman and everybody in this university is going to figure this thing out, and they did the right thing. Because I guarantee you, you know, the next head coach is probably going to have to answer some questions on that. You better believe that some reporter out there is going to ask whoever the next head coach of MSU football, they're going to ask them about past leadership under D'Antonio and about the lawsuit about Curtis Blackwell. You know, that new head coach is going to have to follow protocol and say, look, I don't know what you're talking about, and, you know, that was before I was here. I'm trying to reestablish a new culture, you know, give you the answers that you should give the media in that instance. But, I mean, how annoying is that going to be? You know, the new head coach wants to come in here with the clean slate, doesn't want to have to deal with any kind of baggage from previous leadership, and this is still hanging over the program. You better believe that weighed into the mind of Luke Fickell, and it seemed like it did. Maybe not specifically the Curtis Blackwell lawsuit. It was something he thought about. Let's be real here. I'm sure he thought about that. But according to the Detroit Free Press, Luke Fickell had concerns about the campus culture at Michigan State. And according to the Free Press, that includes the lawsuits surrounding the football department. Because who wants to come into that? Can you really blame Luke Fickell? You can't be mad at Luke Fickell for saying, nah, I'm good. I don't want to come here. There's too much going on here. I'm happy at Cincinnati. We don't have any lawsuits centered on the program. My kids like it here. My wife enjoys it here. Why would I want to walk into that? And Michigan State tried here. Bill Beekman and MSU Athletics tried here. They included Jennifer Smith, MSU Senior Women's Administrator and Senior Associate AD for Compliance. They included her in the interview. But look, even if it's not true, the mere fact that you have an allegation and a pending lawsuit against the university, it just turns you off a bit. It's like, eh, I can see where Luke is coming from. You cannot blame Luke Fickell for not taking the gig. And for me, it's like, you know, if you really wanted Luke Fickell, and if that was a concern, you know, you got to come to some kind of conclusion when it comes to this Curtis Blackwell situation before you even think about going after a big fish like him. Now, that's a layer that we didn't bring up yesterday. We just kind of focused on how unfortunate it was that this was out in the public that you went after Luke Fickell, and now it's out there in the public that he turned you down. You made it very known that he was your guy and he turned you down. But this is a concern and this is a problem. These are Michigan State's problems in the past biting where this program and where this university wants to head in the future. And we all know it. I don't know how many times I can say this. The timing of this could not be worse for Michigan State football. We're knocking on the door of spring football.
It's less than 30 days away.
Exactly. Coaches are settling in with their recruits and figuring out next season already. And D'Antonio leaves the day before signing day. I mean, come on. And I can't help but think, again, I keep saying this. You know, for me, I think that it was on D'Antonio's mind already. Obviously, he said that in the press conference. But the last draw for him, the last bit of frustration where he decided to say, hey, give me that towel, I'm throwing it in the ring, was the lawsuit on Monday evening. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to move forward here, but now Curtis files this, and I'm in headlines again. I'm frustrated. I don't need this in my life. I've already been thinking about it. Let me talk to my wife. We're done. That's it. That was the boiling point. That's what sent Coach D over the edge, in my opinion. So, you know, tomorrow we'll go through coaching candidates. I don't even want to go through that right now. There's so many names being thrown. Brett Bielema, I guess he's the
main guy. They all stink.
Yeah,
they all stink.
Jack, whoever they hire is not going to be Luke Fickell, because I think that was Luke Fickell was the name that the majority of the Michigan State fan base was comfortable with.
It's the one hire that could have made it okay.
You know, he's a Trussell disciple. He's an Urban Meyer disciple. You know, Mark D'Antonio, they have a great relationship. He will bounce ideas off of him. He's 46 years old. He hates Michigan. You know, he despises that program down the road. You know, he checked off a lot of boxes. So the majority of the Michigan State fan base was like, all right, cool. If we get him, yes. Now, any name you throw out, you are not going to please the Michigan State fan base. Simple as that. I don't care who it is. Period. That's just the way I feel.
You want to know what they really need to do?
What's that?
They don't need to hire a coach right now. They need to hire an athletic director right now. You got to get Bill Beekman out the door for screwing this up. And then you have to punt on next season. You have to take Mike Trussell as the head coach in the interim, which I don't think is a good scenario. Oh. But it's what you have to do now. And then you have to have your new AD make an informed hire at the end of next year.
What is the thing? This is my gut talking. Right now, the leadership at Michigan State looks at Bill Beekman and believes that he's the right guy for the job. They're confident. I mean, he's not interim AD anymore.
Which is nuts.
He is athletic director of Michigan State University.
How do you get on a plane to Cincinnati to go talk to Luke Fickell and you fly back to Michigan without him on the plane or without a deal in place? Are you kidding me? If he's your number one candidate, they never discussed numbers with him. They just told him it's your job if you want it.
I saw it was, again, it's not confirmed by anybody out there, but I kept seeing this over and over and over. You know, even my former boss at Channel 6, Fred Heumann, put out there, I am hearing a five-year, $25 million deal. Fred even said, take it to the bank. Take it to the bank. And a lot of people confirming it. Yeah, 4 or 5 year deal, $25, $24 million. And I'm like, all right, that's not bad. But for all of the extra stuff that goes with being head football coach here at Michigan State University, with all of the negative press and the lawsuit and all this stuff going on, it's going to take maybe even a lot more than that. I don't know. I don't know, man. So there is one particular group of people who believe this choice is very easy. That group of people I'm referring to are former Michigan State football players who have weighed in on this. And they believe that the obvious choice for the next head coach of Michigan State football is Harlan Barnett. Harlan Barnett is currently getting, amazing endorsements from former Michigan State football players. He is being endorsed as the next head coach by many former Spartans. He's 53 years old. He has spent the past two seasons as Florida State's defensive coordinator and defensive backs coach. He has deep ties with Michigan State, as we all know, working as an assistant for 11 seasons from 2007 to 2017 under Mark D'Antonio. He served as an assistant head coach / co-defensive coordinator / defensive backs coach from 2015 to 2017. That's after eight seasons solely as the defensive backs coach. He actually implemented the whole no-fly zone. He was the guy that put that into effect, and he had an amazing secondary, Darquez Denard and Trey Wans and company. And he played here at Michigan State as well from 1986 to 1989 as a defensive back.
I have a tidbit for you when you're ready, by the way.
Okay, yeah. He was also named a captain and an All-American as a senior. He then spent seven seasons in the NFL. Darquez Denard says, quote, Harlan Barnett is the best in all caps, candidate for the head coaching job for Michigan State. He has integrity, character. More importantly, he's invested with this university. Spartan family, let's make this happen. Demetrius Cox, former Spartan player. Quote, you want somebody that's going to continue to set the standard for a great team culture in all caps, for Michigan State football? Then there's no better man for the job than Harlan Barnett. Let's pull that trigger, # go green. Josiah Scott, quote, facts. Need to get Coach B back to EL. R.J. Williamson, quote, PSA. Michigan State, our best decision is to get Harlan Barnett back now. Don't wait until it's too late. Joe Bocci, this would be big time. Marcus Rush, big vote here. Coach Barnett for head coach. He is the main reason I chose Michigan State. Wow, how about that? Quote, I never pictured myself going to college in Michigan. Coach B did a first-class job with recruiting. He was the number one coach that our team looked up to, a true Spartan dog. Darian Harris, the name Harlan Barnett is synonymous with, quote, leader of men, rooted in the Spartan dog culture. A lot of talk about those who don't want the job. How about we focus on someone who does? And it goes on and on and on. I mean, Montez Sweat endorses him. Felton Davis endorses him. Tony Lippitt endorses him. Mitch White, Otis Wiley, Lawrence Thomas. So many former Spartan football players have come out and endorsed Harlan Barnett as the next head coach of Michigan State football. And it just got me to thinking, Jack, that'd be really interesting. Harlan Barnett is a man who did a great job when he was under Coach D. If nobody else wants the job and you have a guy who understands the culture, I mean, that's what Bill Beekman talked about in that press conference, somebody who knows the culture, understands the culture, who has ties to Michigan State. Hey, why not? I think we're at a point now where we're just like, let's give him a shot. Why not give Harlan Barnett a shot? I don't know.
I mean, I guess let's put it this way. I would rather have Harlan Barnett than Brett Bielema, I guess. For what that's worth. I mean, he is a good recruiter, and he was,
I'm looking at Brett. I'm like, I think we're at a point now, Jack, where I don't care what. You could bring up Bill Belichick, and Spartan fans will find something wrong with that name. Like, I think Spartan fans right now are, like, so disappointed.
Correct.
That they didn't land the guy.
Yes.
Everybody else is just, like, slim pickings, man. It's like, no, I don't want anybody else but Luke Fickell. That's where we're at. I mean, Brett Bielema is a guy who's had success in the Big Ten. He's won Big Ten championships. I mean, and then other names as well. I mean, it's like, what do you want? What do you want now?
Well, the issue is, I think the reason people feel that way is because D'Antonio stepped down the first week of February. If Luke Fickell would have turned down this job at the end of the calendar year 2019, when there were plenty of other candidates still available, I don't think this would have been nearly as big of a deal, because you can just go get somebody else. The problem is, we're so late in the season now that it's so hard to find a new guy. I think that's why Spartan fans feel that way.
Spartan fans got to adjust to expectations now.
So
you got to adjust it, man. You got to change your mindset. You're not going to land some big time name is going to come here and lead you to the promised land. You are going to have to look at this thing through a realistic prism. And I know that's not even fair to ask of fans because you're fanatics. You're not going to do that. So I don't even know why I'm wasting my breath in saying that. But what say you, man, on Harlan Barnett or who should be the next guy? Who do you think should be the next guy? If you're not pleased with that, Jack, who?
I mean, again, I would take Harlan Barnett over Brett Bielema. I guess I wouldn't be totally angry about it. Again, they need a new athletic director. That's the big issue for me before you talk about finding a new coach. At this point, I think I would rather just punt on next season and keep Tressel around and then make an informed hire at the end of next year with a new AD. That's the real issue for me. It's not just about who the head coach is going to be. It's about leadership for this athletic program. And Michigan State has none right now. And again, I don't think I spoke on this at the beginning of today's show. Before you got in. But, you know, you can talk about culture being a reason that Luke Fickell didn't take the job here. But if Mark Hollis were still the athletic director, don't you think Luke Fickell would be the coach right now? I think they absolutely would have gotten him with Hollis.
If you don't have this Curtis Blackwell mess going on.
So you still think the answer is no?
I still think the answer is no.
Okay, well, I'll disagree with you on that one because
it's such... there's a cloud, man. There's a cloud over this program.
But, right, I mean, now it's only a civil suit. They're not going to get hit with heavy sanctions.
That coach, what coach wants to leave a happy environment? That he's already happy where he is to come into this situation where... I'm talking about all of the roster questions aside, but coming into this situation where... you are going to be asked questions about some lawsuit that you had nothing to do with. You know some reporter. You know Dan Murphy's going to ask that question from ESPN. You know he's going to come in and say, well, did you think about the lawsuit? Like, who wants that? Who wants to deal with that crap?
I mean, PJ Fleck had that issue when he stepped into Minnesota just a couple of years ago. That program was in turmoil. They had
nowhere close to
I understand, but they had several guys just get kicked off the team for I don't remember what the exact reason was.
Though,
but
Jack, what's happening at Michigan State? I mean, I saw Michigan State on SNL on Saturday getting poked fun at by Michael Che. Had a whole segment on Michigan State.
Well, it's on you for watching SNL, to be honest.
Situation at the Wharton Center. Like, I mean, it's like negative story after negative story after negative story. It's going to take a lot for a Luke Fickell-esque coach to want to come here. I'm just saying, man, let's look at how it is. I know, Spartan fans, you're acting on emotion here. I get it. I was shocked, too. I woke up and read that, and I'm like, what? I thought Luke Fickell was a shoe-in. I'm talking with people that I know close to the athletic department saying, yeah, this looks pretty good, Al. And then that happens, and it was a slap in the face and made me wake up and say, yeah, Al, there are some other things you got to consider when it concerns how people are perceiving this university right now. And it's not that good.
No.
It's not that good.
So, by the way, here's that tidbit I was telling you about. So, again, Pete Thamel, who broke the news on Luke Fickell staying at Cincinnati, Yahoo Sports national college football writer, he said Michigan State never discussed terms with Luke Fickell. They just told him that the deal was his if he wanted it. How amateurish is that to Cincinnati?
Hold on. Repeat that one more time for the people in the back of the room.
Like I said, Pete Thamel, YahooSports.com, national college football writer, the guy who broke that Fickell was staying at Cincinnati, said when Beekman flew to Cincinnati to interview Fickell, they never discussed terms. He only told them that the job would be his if he wanted it. How Mickey Mouse is that? How minor league is that?
He did.
Absurd.
Again, this is, take it for how you will, but the way I'm taking this is a pretty credible source saying that no terms of the deal were discussed.
Al, I've never negotiated anything with anybody in my life before, but I understand fundamentally that if you are flying down to Cincinnati to interview your number one candidate, the guy that you put all your eggs in one basket for, you do not leave that state without him on the plane with you or a deal in place.
Right. Exactly.
If you let him go home and think about it, talk it over with his family, the chances of him getting cold feet and not taking the job increase exponentially,
sure,
which you saw in this scenario.
Boy, oh boy, that is something there. When was that reported, Jack?
Yesterday? Yes.
Okay. Let's hit our final break. I'll let that marinate on your brains for a little bit. We'll come back and put a bow on this Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Oh, gosh. We'll be right back. All right, just under 120 seconds left here on today's current sports. Let's go to our phone lines to close out the hour. We've got our dear friend and caller, Ray from Indiana. Ray, what's up, my man?
Hey, I'm so happy that Kurt Warner movie's coming out December 18th of this year. Make sure everybody goes and sees it. It's going to be a great movie about God and family and football.
I tell you, Kurt Warner's number one endorser, Ray from Indiana. I'm going to do that, Ray, for sure.
Go see the movie. I think it's going to be interesting for everybody. Hey, I come home 3 minutes to two, and I turned my TV on, and I was praying you guys would beat the Bullies. And I said, I couldn't believe you're down by six, and you look like crap. It was 9 points. I mean, you were supposed to be the number one team, and I know you lost one of your stars, but come on. You've lost eight games, almost as many as the Bullies. You might not even make the tournament.
No, they're making the tournament, Ray. They've got some pretty credible wins throughout the year. They're not on the bubble, but I understand where you're coming from, Ray.
Well, you got to play at Illinois tonight. You think you're going to go up there and beat them?
No, I got Michigan State losing against Illinois and Maryland this weekend. So, yeah.
You know, that team had lost three straight home games. How come you couldn't get up for your rival?
Time is though. I'm telling you, there's something going on with this team right now, Ray. We'll recap it on tomorrow's show. But thanks for the call, as always.
Hard time finding a football coach too. I'm telling you right now,
Yeah, thank you, Ray. All right, we'll recap MSU and Illinois tomorrow. Hopefully, we're bringing some good news to you. Don't hold your breath though. Have a great afternoon and be easy, people.